Look, when it comes to bagging a bargain in the Brisbane property market, my next guest has come up with a fairly novel idea, although to say that, his idea's been around for a while. He's just turned the tables completely on its head. Real estate agent David Beard, he's been conducting bus tours, taking potential buyers on day trips of the best discounts to be found around town, and it's for units. Units. Now, what has this got to say about Brisbane's unit oversupply? Well, fair lot, in fact, because these tours used to be for overseas investors. Now, he's gearing them up for you, local buyers. Why the turnaround? Let's find out. David, good afternoon.
How you going, Ben?
Mate, well, tell me about Australian property tours.
Well, we've been involved in the apartment market in Brisbane for a number of years, and we didn't really get too involved in, you know, where a lot of the bigger projects are. But what's happened is a lot of the Chinese and Korean purchasers defaulted.
Hey, David, it sounds like you're standing in the wind there, mate. I might get you to turn around and see if we can block it a bit just to, so we can understand you a bit better.
Okay.
Oh, there
well,
we go.
There were projects in town that had purchaser defaults, offshore buyers, and we thought that was a good opportunity to introduce our first-home buyers. So we ended up doing just single tours, just taking first-home buyers into where international buyers had been defaulting and picking up those deposits.
Why were international buyers defaulting? I thought they were all cashed up, ready to rumble.
Look, I'm not. The changing guidelines of getting money out of China, the changing rules locally in Australia, tougher valuations, and you know, even the Australian reports that one in five international buyers is heading into default. So we thought that was an opportunity, well, basically a free kick to take some first-home buyers and Brisbane property investors, who I felt largely stayed out of the last apartment market, and put them on a bus and go and hunt and pack.
All right, and so you got first-home buyers, you got investors. Are they the only groups that make up your passengers?
Yes, first-home buyers, investors, and look, and there's a few empty nesters or, you know, downsizers that have been involved, but largely it's first-home buyers and property investors. You know, we've been able to sort of get $80,000 to $110,000 off the apartment prices, what they originally sold for.
How much was that again, David? How much?
$100,000, $80,000.
$100,000 discount on units in Brisbane.
Yeah. We need the purchaser to default to get that discount.
Sure.
But there's you know, purchases that have defaulted, and that's created opportunity for Brisbane buyers. So we ended up putting a model around it where we could bring, you know, a bus up to those projects and sort of seriously talk to the developer about doing a deal, because he obviously wants them, you know, wants them sold. And, you know, out of that, we managed to extract those off-market deals. And, you know, this morning I was at a project at Ascot where, you know, they wanted the bus to pull up and were prepared to do a deal. And we're just sort of hovering around the market, getting those deals. And, you know, we've got a tour on the 3rd of December again, and we're going to hunt and packs. And, you know, for a purchaser, a first-home buyer to pick up, you know, even $50,000 if they just got the straight default transferred over, but $50,000 to $100,000 plus a $20,000 first-home buyer grant. You know, it's just been a bit of a godsend what ultimately has happened from all the international buyers heading in.
David Beard, my guest this afternoon. He's from Australian Property Tours. So, David, you just mentioned Ascot. Whereabouts are your other boom or bust areas if you're looking at people defaulting, those international investors defaulting?
Well, the closer you get to the inner city, the greater the discount, I've got to say. And but, you know, we've got opportunities, you know, really everywhere from Spring Hill, Fairfield Way. You know, we've been in the industry 20 years, and we've just been in the smaller projects of late, but we've just had those developers on the phone just asking if we've got prospects. And, you know, after getting a few of those phone calls, we thought, well, why don't we put a bus together and, you know, see what deal we can actually get. So nowhere's really immune. There's deals in various pockets around Brisbane, and you know, we just sort of pick the eyes out of them. You won't find them on realestate.com. You won't find them, you won't find them on any sign out the front. But if you know the developers, and you know they're getting pressure from the banks, they don't want to hold them. You know, they'll do a deal if you can sort of get rid of a few at a time, and that's what we've capitalised on. You know, having a bit of a fun day out, and pulling up and getting fed calamari. You know, that's basically how it turned out.
That sounds all right. David, one final one. I mean, if the market is sort of falling out now, if you can get discounted prices now, what's that mean for going forward? Because the supply is just going to keep coming and coming. Are people going to be able to make their money back?
Well, this isn't, if you really look at these defaults, they're not anything to do with the developer or the property. It's just really where they, they had some sales come in from offshore and they took them. So, the driver of this is the defaults, not the particular property market. And, yeah, there's a few apartments around. But, Brisbane builds in waves. We're going to go into undersupply probably around 2020. You can see that coming. But, this is really just picking up the defaults and doing a deal on the ones that didn't settle. So this isn't because the developers just want to wholesale off. They want to do a deal, but it's the 10% deposit that the international buyers have put up that, is really the driver of us capitalising on and giving the first home buyer.
Good on you, David. Appreciate your time this afternoon. David Beard, Australian Property Tours. It's a new way of getting a bargain basement price on property here in Brisbane, units mainly. These tours used to be full of the overseas investors. But as you just heard, the brakes have been put on that, and a lot of that money now coming from Asia, especially China, has had the handbrake put on it, and you are the beneficiaries. First home buyers, empty nesters, investors.